name is Christian Lee Hudson, and you're listening to Back to the Garden on CITR 101.9 FM.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people from the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. It's a gorgeous day outside. We're being very blessed on this fine December 8th. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And we're bringing you
Back to the Garden.
As
hello.
We do.
It is a gorgeous Friday morning. Me and Molly are in amazing spirits today. Filled with energy and an exuberance for life never before felt at this point in December. So we're going to say that today.
Life is beautiful if you let it be, everyone. And today, it's even more gorgeous, beautiful, and stunning because we have the pleasure of covering the Japanese House, who played a show on, I believe, November 30th, but
yes.
I think that could be incorrect.
Wait, no. Yeah, I thought it was the 30th
that
in my calendar. It was the 24th.
It's the 23rd?
23rd? Okay. The week before.
So the Japanese House was here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, playing a show at the Vogue, which I'll say reclaimed the Vogue as a venue for us. So much fun. Played a gorgeous, gorgeous show on the 23rd of November for us, little Vancouver divas. And we will talk all about it. We'll talk all about her today. We're going to do the usual, play her music, play music that she's been inspired by, and just have a really good time.
Just, like, chill out. I mean, she has very, I think, fun, chill music, sometimes with depressing themes, but nonetheless, fun
very
music.
Very fun, chill, and overall just quite gorgeous. She has a gorgeous, fun voice. I find her production is very unique, and I can definitely see a lot of the influences that we'll talk about in her production and her, like, style of writing. But without further ado, we're going to chat about all things Japanese House today. I think we should just get right into some more tunes.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Let's do it.
So you just listened to Sunshine Baby off her most recent album released this summer. In the End, It Always Does. Very cool album name, I will say.
Mm-hmm. And I think the album name comes from Sunshine Baby, if I'm not mistaken, right? She says, In the End, It Always Does. That's one of the song lyrics.
Yes.
Because it's like...
Well, we
are going to follow up on the lyrics on that one, but definitely the album title comes from the song you just listened to.
Yes.
So that's your trivia for this morning. Let's wait until it comes up at a bar one day, and you will be the one to know it.
You'll be the one to know.
Yeah.
So, you just listened to Sunshine Baby off the most recent album, In the End Always Does, and we've got two more tracks off of that album for you. We've got Morning Pages featuring Muna, friend of the show. Gotta be friend of the show.
Yeah.
Morning Pages, this is a gorgeous, I don't know, the lyrics of this album are so enticing and poetic, and I really love the lyrics on this song, as well as indexical reminder of a morning well spent. Wordy title. This song caught my attention the first time I've listened to the album because of the title, and also it's just kind of, it's a story of her just having like a chill morning with her girlfriend, and the lyrics are just explaining like this very chill vibe of just kind of hanging out, reading, existing together, and I think it's a very sweet song. So without further ado, we're just going to play those two for you, followed by some stuff off her first album, and then we'll get chatting.
Yeah,
why not? Please do enjoy, everyone.
Sooner or later, you'll find yourself right where you were on the corner when looking for her. She had something to tell you she can't quite remember, but wait for a second. Always comes back to her. You always come back to her. You're still on her time wherever you are. You don't wanna go in, so you sit in the car. Right where you were on the corner when something to tell you. She can't quite remember, but wait for a second, it always comes back to her.
to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
We're bringing you back to the garden as we do every other Friday, for the most part. This is actually going to be our last episode until January 4th.
Yeah,
so we're feeling a little bit nostalgic in the studio.
There's a bittersweetness to it.
Yeah.
We're so bummed not to be here throughout the rest of December with you, but we are both students, and once the term ends,
we've got to go back to our respective little hometowns.
Back to our roots.
We're going to be cooking up some crazy things. Yeah, don't worry.
We'll be back to our gardens, and we'll bring you back to the garden.
Tending
January.
To our own art garden so we can tend to your garden in the future.
In the future.
If
I mean,
will.
Molly, actually, for those, I mean, I feel like we have a virtual in the studio of doing like visual descriptions of what's happening. And Molly today actually is wearing like a little garden t-shirt from the Japanese House concert.
Yes, I am donning my
flowers on it.
My Japanese House merch. I keep almost saying Japanese breakfast.
Which we will talk about
soon.
Fun confusion for those who are tuned in.
But I'm wearing my Japanese House merch that I got from the concert. Sam is wearing their Christian Lee Hudson signed tee from our Christian Lee Hudson episode, a callback. So we're feeling festive. We're feeling in theme.
We're feeling celebratory.
Celebratory and nostalgic, lots of emotions in the studio to couple with all the emotions that the Japanese House talks about in her music.
Yeah.
I have some lyrics pulled up from the song you just listened to.
Yes.
Indexical reminder. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I gotta be honest. Indexical reminder of a morning well spent. And I was talking about before the break how much I love this song because it feels like the lyrics are almost just like her talking to her girlfriend or her describing just a morning spent with her girlfriend. And it's, look at this clip I found. I watch it round and round.
Yeah.
She's growing in the garden. I read 3 pages, but I didn't read them. I really love that lyric because it's just the feeling of like reading or spending time with someone and you're not really paying attention to what you're doing. You're not really paying attention to anything in particular. You're kind of just sitting with them, enjoying their presence and just doing little tasks. And I don't know, it's a really beautiful, really beautiful song of just like kind of coexisting with someone.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Molly. Thank you for pulling out those lyrics.
Of course.
That is like one of the better songs, I think, on the album for, I don't know. It's just like so like warm and nostalgic. I think she's talked about how this album is like her first album was much more like a breakup, more sad album. And then this one is a little bit more, I think, like indulging in that, like the beauty of a new relationship and of being like comfortable. And it's nice when artists do that.
Yeah. Pitchfork describes it really well as Amber Bain's second album, which is the Japanese House's legal name, strikes a beautiful equilibrium, wedding perspective, writing a bright light, buoyant production, whatever that means. Reveling in the raw string of a breakup, it continues her collaboration with the 1975, because it was famously produced by their producer, George Daniel.
Right.
And this review kind of just talks about how... although it is a breakup album in some aspects, it's takes a really beautiful perspective on it. And she mm-hmm. wrote it at the tail end of a breakup, but also a lot of the songs are about her new relationship. And I think it's a very, in terms of breakup albums, it's really beautiful and it's nostalgic, but it's also, it has some beautiful like elements of just like enjoying life.
Yeah, I feel like it's not like an angry breakup album. And no. I found the lyrics now that I feel like contextualize the title, and it's, so it is like commenting on the breakup aspect of it. And she says, "I miss the feeling that you get when someone fits just like a glove. I can't help but question, maybe this isn't helping, putting off the end, because in the end it always does."
Yeah.
So it is about like how the like the breakup is inevitable, but it's kind of like this very like, I don't know, like bittersweet, and not like, like there isn't like vitriol in her voice. She's kind of just like, I miss that. And like, it's inevitable though. And the album cover has a circle on it, which talks about how things move in circles. And
time
it's all,
is an infinite circle. I say this all the time. Yeah. It's an infinite circle repeating over and over again, as we know.
Yeah.
And kind of leading into the few songs that we're about to play you, contrasting with her first album is another breakup album, but devastating.
Much more like, I think, like young and punchy. Like it's got,
And again, like I think she really is just the most beautiful songwriter. She has these gorgeous lyrics, but it's definitely, it's like a lower BPM.
Yeah.
Very devastating lyrics on Lilo, which we will play for you. She essentially talks about being happy, but also like reminiscent over her ex-girlfriend finding someone new. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think I really love the contrast between the two, and I love the two for very different reasons. But yeah, love the new album.
Yeah.
In the end, it always does. There,
I mean, the new album has like definitely, I feel like, a slightly different sound to it, but it still has like that, like her, the way she produces her voice is so cool.
Yes.
And we'll talk about it when we talk about the concert, I think, after the next batch of songs. But it was cool to see how she did it live, too. Like, there was like a very much a live aspect of like distortion happening.
Yes.
It gives her voice this like more like ethereal like sound to it that, I don't know.
Yes.
It was really cool. But let's play some songs off of her other album,
Good
the 2019
Falling.
Get Up Falling. And then we'll come back to you.
Yes. So for you, we have Lilo and Maybe You're the Reason. I think these are the two. These are like two of the the hits off of this album. And we also have Saw You in a Dream, but off of the Saw You in a Dream EP, because it is different from the version of the album, and it's a bit more chipper.
I prefer, we were talking about this before we got on air today, that I listened to the version on the album this morning, and I was like, this is different. And I don't think we'd said we had never noticed that they were different before. And I was like, I like the EP version for its like higher, I think.
Higher,
like,
higher BPM, if that's the word we're going to use.
That's the right word. But just that's higher. It's more, it has like an, I feel like a more like bouncy like aspect to it.
But these are three really beautiful songs, although a bit more devastating than the three we just played you off of. In the end, it always does. I think they're still very pretty.
Yeah.
Listen to the lyrics. Enjoy.
Let's do it.
And after this little break, maybe we'll get into the concert.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Here is Lilo off of Good at Falling by the beautiful Japanese House.
Someone to depend upon. I was alone, I was emotional, searching for the right emoticon to expand my mental lexicon. And Jemma told me that you met someone. It was the person I've been counting on. It felt good, it felt transitional, a feeling I've been waiting. Floating like a lilo with your eyes closed, going where the tide goes. Caught in flux, you drifted till you hit the sides. Hold my breath another minute, I can keep my head. There's nothing in it, I'm a patient wave, and it's an easy ride. I saw myself an intellectual, I thought that I was capable. Every move was just habitual, and life was just a ritual. Then Jammy told me that you met somebody nobody else could take me from myself. I wasn't searching for it anymore. The feeling I've been waiting for. Floating like a lala with your eyes closed, going where the tide goes. Caught in flux, you drifted till you hit the sides. Hold my breath another minute, I can keep my head. There's nothing in it, I'm a patient wait. And it's an easy ride.
Try to figure it out. You're the only thing.
Back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Molly.
And I am Sam.
We're taking you back to the garden. We're midway through our Japanese house episode, The Japanese House.
Japanese house music.
Covering a show she played at the Vogue on the 23rd of November.
Yeah.
Just now to talk a little bit about
Let's get into the show.
I would say Sam and I have monologued quite a bit about how the Vogue is not our fave.
No.
And we've been to many shows there, and they're always lovely, but like the venue sometimes prohibits the amount of kiki.
If we may have an opinion on the venues in the city, the Vogue is not like, I don't want to like insult the Vogue actually on air, but like it's not our favorite, but was it redeemed
by this concert? Oh, it most certainly was.
I would argue yes. I feel like usually I have a problem with the crowd at the Vogue, mainly because it's not a 19 plus venue like strictly. So sometimes I feel like the crowd can be like, younger and a little bit more aggressive at concerts.
The aggression that normally gets me. I was once like 15 going to a GA concert and being kind of annoying.
The aggression and the iPhone like out in face.
Like I just don't want to watch a concert through Snapchat, and I also don't want to have my toes stepped on by like a 15-year-old that for some reason hates me.
Yeah.
But I will say that this crowd was very pleasant.
It was so peaceful, and it was sold out too.
It was a
and
sold
yet
out
it
show.
Was a like lovely vibe. I was not like fighting for my life.
Sometimes
I
feel like it's a bit crowded. Like I know at Faye it felt a little bit like suffocating, but this was one of the concerts, and I haven't felt this so intensely in quite a while, where she came on stage and before I knew it she was like last song. Like
yeah,
it feels like it no was... time has elapsed. She did quite an extensive set.
She did a long set, but it literally was just like, it was like really just like joyful. I wasn't like, I like, you know, sometimes you're at a concert and you're like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom a bit, like when am I gonna go, or like
my knees
thirsty
hurt,
like I want to sit down, like whatever. It was like
we are aging.
We are aging, or we just do this so often that our like I'm like the endurance
That's
is
true.
Running thin.
We are famously on, I believe, episode 23, and despite the fact that we've done a few archived concerts from like a while ago, that means we've been to about, I would say, 18 to 20 concerts since March.
Yeah.
So
which is a lot.
Which is...
And some we don't cover on the show, too. There's more in the archive that we haven't talked about. So, yeah.
So, we've been through a lot, and I think it's starting to show in the mind, body, and soul. Yeah. However, needless to say, Japanese House...
She cured that.
She brought me back to life, frankly.
Yeah, I actually felt like it was, like, euphoria after the concert. I was like, whoa. Like, I was just, like, enthralled.
Yeah.
I'm going to plug another show at CITR, Love Notes.
Yes.
Hosted by... one of the hosts is Naomi Wood, who I was at the concert with.
Yes.
And we were just dancing the whole time. We were, like, grooving and moving. I saw Molly a bit in the distance, but it was, like, maybe it was so pleasant because I wasn't fighting through the crowd and I had, like, my spot. But it was just, like, one of those concerts where I was, like, life is beautiful. And we kept, like, hugging each other, being, like, oh, I love this song. Like, this is so great.
Yeah. I went with Allison, and I believe I'm correct in saying that this is the first concert that I had been at with Allison since she was away this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And Allison, apart from Sam, I would say, both Allison and Sam are my number one concert divas, buddies, and besties.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go to a concert, chances are Allison and Sam, one or the other, or both, are going to be there. So it was lovely to be there with her. And I kept just like grabbing her shoulders and like shaking her. I was like, this is so fun. This is so exciting.
Yeah, it was just so beautiful. And
the stage presence, let's talk a bit about the Japanese House, Miss Amber Bain, was doing. Her stage presence, so fun, so dancey. Like, multiple times a song, she's, like, locking eyes with someone in the crowd who's, like, waving and, like, is clearly very excited.
Yeah, she kept
and she's
waving at the
waving
top
to them, like, saying hi to them, like, in the middle of a song. Like, so interactive, and she seemed so sweet and happy to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, someone that really caught my eye was her pianist/saxophone player.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I feel like I talk about this a lot, of like actually seeing how the music that you've listened to on a recording is made like before your eyes.
Yeah.
To see this, like the saxophone parts that I didn't even realize were like so saxophony happen before my eyes with this gorgeous saxophone player, like... blown away.
It was really, well, it's just really cool because it's also like she had like her saxophone stand and the piano stand.
Yeah.
And it was just like switching from one to the other. And I was like, whoa.
Both at once at all times. And also, I believe like backing vocals or like harmonizing a little bit. And she looked like, I will say, her band looked like a very cohesive, like, I'm like, these people clearly all make beautiful music together, but they also just look beautiful together.
Yeah, no, they were beautiful people. They were very cohesive too. And like their style, it was very just like slick and nice and like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was interesting because I feel like there wasn't like a high production value in terms of like a set or like lights or whatever. Actually, the lights were crazy.
Remember, they
were a little stroby. That was surprising sometimes.
The staging was very much like...
It was very simple.
It was very simple, but there was a lot of... There's a fog machine going on.
Yeah.
I can tell you that much. And there was very intense lights. It made for like... I snapped a few like gorgeous images where she literally just looks like she is an angel on stage with all this like smoke and like heavenly lighting.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The staging was very simple.
But like I feel like it works.
It
because
made
her
sense.
Music kind of like is complex. It's like deceptively simple music because it is really complex in like its lyricism, and then like the way it's like produced like on stage.
Yeah.
You could feel that there's like distortion and things happening, and it was like very just like, I don't know, like a sound bath experience.
A lovely sound bath. I will say like I really like that you said that because I feel like although her lyrics and some of the production may, I don't know. I feel like her production is just very clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I get everything is slick. Yeah,
I get a very clean sound from her, although there's definitely a lot going on. Like, there's saxophone, and there's a fun piano, and then there's her distorted vocals. But when it all, like, the finished product, and even, like, the finished product live was, like, this very clean sound, very calming.
It was very calming. I agree. And, like, her merch and the whole, like, everything about it has a very clean, like, nice, like,
clean,
I mean, let's
fun.
Compare, like, literally the shirts we're wearing right now, like, the Japanese house shirt that Molly has on and the Christian Lee Hudson shirt I have on, very different.
Very different.
One is very clean, one is a little bit more messy and, like, chaotic. Both are fun. But
both
she
fun.
Has a beautiful, like, I think it's just, like, cohesive. There's a cohesion
she has
to
a,
it.
There's a very, she has a very cohesive sound, a very cohesive look, a very very cohesive themes.
Yeah.
Everything with the Japanese house makes sense because I feel like she's always carried this, the same look, the same style, the same production.
Yeah.
Love her to bits.
Yeah, we love her.
Thank you, Amber Bain, for the lovely show.
That was a love note to Amber Bain. And that's a pun for another show.
A pun for another show on CITR for which I recorded last week.
Yeah,
shout out to Love
shout
Notes.
Shout out to Love Notes.
Shout out to Naomi and Pika. They're recording in the studio beside us.
Yeah.
All love to our CITR friends.
We are overflowing with CITR love today.
Overflowing with, like, gratitude for those around us.
Yeah.
How could you not be?
Yeah.
With that being said,
let's get into it. Okay.
We are now in the portion of our show which we are desperately trying to rename.
Yeah.
Please write into backtothegarden.citr on Instagram if you have any alternative names for what we call the adjacent portion of our show.
Yeah. Because it's like, this was like in the brainstorming of the show. We were like, let's have an adjacent category. And then it just, that has stuck. But like,
the name has stuck, but like, let's be honest with ourselves. It's not entirely catchy, nor is it fun.
No, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
So we are now in the adjacents, which is the portion of the show where we are delighted to play the inspirations of the artists we're covering, some music that they've been inspired by. And today we'll actually be covering some artists that the Japanese house has collaborated with,
mm-hmm.
because she's collaborated with, let me just pull up. I was looking at the Pitchfork review once again. And in her most recent album, she has brief appearances from Bon Iver's Justin Vernon, which...
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I desperately need him to come to Vancouver, is all I'll say.
I know.
Because that...
That would be a good concert.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And an important one.
And an important one.
Yeah.
Muna's Katie Gavin, Maddie Healy from the 1975, controversial figure, albeit.
Yeah, but they collab.
But they collab. But they kiki. I think they're signed under the same record label.
Yeah.
And Charlie XCX. Those are four artists that are definitely in our echo chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the Japanese house is bound... to be loved on this show because those four features off her recent album, I mean, come on now.
Those are, like, good features. Like, she, like, is building, like, a web that I want to be cocooned in.
That,
like,
I want to listen to everything she has to say in this web.
Yeah.
So with that being said, for the adjacents today, we have some Bon Iver, we have some Quinny, open for her.
Quinny really was a showstopper.
Gorgeous.
We'll quickly make a note, opener of the show, and that was an amazing show in and of itself. She, like, she was like crisscross applesauce on a chair.
Like, barefoot, like, cozy little socks.
Little tea, like.
All, she was with up there with a guitarist. Two guitarists. One named Hudson, who absolutely captured my heart.
Hudson was a diva. Hudson was sassy.
Absolutely captured my heart.
And they were playing the steel pedal guitar,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
which is my favorite thing ever. So, yeah.
The steel pedal guitar is a friend of the show at this point.
Yeah.
I mean...
we can have a steel pedal guitar episode, like, in the future one day.
Coming,
like,
soon.
Yeah.
Coming,
like, truly,
very soon.
Like, season three will, like, blow everyone's minds away. Like, it'll be crazy.
But yeah, so Quinny opened absolutely show-stopping. We really need her to release a live album because the live renditions of all her songs.
Very.
Incomparable.
Yeah,
like,
honestly,
incredible.
Really different and, like, really, like, yeah, maybe better, but it was really cool.
So, anyways.
Yeah.
Back to what we're talking about.
So
we've got Justin Vernon. We've got Quinny. We've got a little bit more Bon Iver. We've got some Beach Boys because she's very inspired
by the Beach Boys.
By the Beach Boys sound, which is so fun.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
We love a throwback.
Yeah.
And then lastly, we're going to finish with some Japanese breakfast. But
so
we will get into that.
We will get into that. Yeah, we'll play you. We'll talk about that right before we play it.
Yes.
So that's a little teaser for you guys. But let's...
but first we have Dion, which is off of her EP that she released during COVID, Chewing on Cotton Wool.
Mm-hmm.
I've always adored the song. It's featuring Bon Iver's Justin Vernon. It has a beautiful combination of the two of their sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the production is really cool. I've always loved it. After that, we have Man by Quinny.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Beach Baby, just by Bon Iver.
Yeah.
Cozy.
That is, like, a December song.
Cozy.
That was a gorgeous, like, yeah, we just had to play that.
You just can't go wrong.
Yeah.
And lastly, before we dive into Japanese breakfast, we've got God Only Knows off of Pet Sounds.
Yeah.
Which is...
Classic.
again, cozy and classic.
Speaks for itself, yeah.
Speaks for itself. Please enjoy these four songs. We'll have some ads, and then we're going to get back to you to finish out the hour. Yeah. We hope you're enjoying.
Have
we hope
fun.
We hope you're so cozy. Like, yeah. That is the only wish I have for
yeah.
you on this Friday.
Yeah.
Dion, off of Chewing Cotton Wool by The Japanese House. Here you go.
Listening in on everybody else, talking about something meaningless. Just so oh, just all of the sickness, and you were supposed to see me through. And you're lucky as shit, the things I admit, 'cause you stole more of me than I'd care to admit. So I can't remember all of the fucked shit that you'd do. So fuck all your gold stars, the cherries in the backyard. No amount of sugar could sweeten such a bitter heart. And fuck this soft boy scam, the cowboy or the Tarzan. No amount of nail polish could paint you a good man. It's late at night when the sprinklers turn on as I'm leaving. And I don't know why every time I'm with you I lose feeling. I was already sick when you called me fixed. Then I pushed mine aside to make room. Clutch clean heat.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're gonna love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Listening to God Only Knows by the Beach Boys off of Pet Sounds.
Yeah.
We have had too much fun today, so we're almost out of time.
We have gone over time because we are just like having the best time in the studio.
We're chatting, we're giggling during unprecedented exam times.
Like, I know. This has like actually been like medicine for us today. So.
I'm just grinning ear to ear. I can't help it.
But yeah, I hope everyone listening enjoyed the show. We didn't have the time to fully get into our Japanese breakfast, Japanese house dualism. So we'll quickly mention it's just fun that they both exist at the same time, and we get them confused frequently, which is a fun little joke that we have ongoing with ourselves.
They're both very like indie like artist names of like Japanese breakfast, the Japanese house. Like, what does any of this mean?
Neither of them, like, that doesn't really make sense. But like,
neither of them are Japanese. Yeah. Japanese breakfast is Korean.
Yeah.
And the Japanese house is British. Yeah. So it's just, we thought it was
just
really funny.
Fun. And they both, one has a song called Boyish,
which
Japanese
is,
breakfast.
We're going to play a little bit of to
play
us
beginning
out.
Right now. And then on the newest album, In the End It Always Does, of the Japanese house, she has a song called Boyhood, which is just, again, a crazy weird coincidence for these two artists that just parallel each other in no ways besides their, like, names, because their music's quite different.
Overall.
Yeah.
Just so funny.
Just, we love life.
A little tidbit. We are literally counting down the seconds to running out of time, so I will say goodbye to all until January 4th.
Have an amazing rest of the month to all our dedicated listeners.
Dedicated listeners. Yeah. We know you.
Yeah, we know you. We
know
love
you.
We will see you in the new year, and we have some exciting, very exciting things coming up in the new year.
Yes, we have an exciting interview that's dropping on January 4th. You'll have to tune in.
Yeah.
Good luck to all those writing exams. Good luck to all those traveling home for the holidays. We wish you a pleasant Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, a happy holiday, a happy everything. Stay well, stay healthy, enjoy the snow if it comes, enjoy wherever you are.
We're
playing out Boyish by Japanese Breakfast.
Have the best time.
Bye all.
See
you
soon.